Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Wildfires in the lower 48 are affecting what the federal government can do in the Tongass and other national forests. U.S. Forest Service official Chris French told Southeast Alaska leaders his agency is spending more and more money on firefighting.
We've seen 8,000 positions across the agency that we have essentially shifted from either providing services, forest management, recreation management, to essentially fire suppression.
French says firefighting is expected to use up about 60% of the Forest Service budget within a few years. That's 3 to 4 times what it was 15 years ago. He says his agency is also spending more time and money responding to floods, droughts, diseases, and insect infestations. Did not speak about climate change, but many scientists have said that's the reason behind such extreme events. French, the agency's associate deputy chief, addressed the Southeast Conference mid-session summit in Juneau earlier this month. Scientists have found an enriched uranium particle over the Aleutian Islands and don't know where it came from. In 20 years of aerial surveys, it's the first time researchers have detected a particle like this, and it's not naturally occurring uranium. It's the kind that might be found in nuclear bombs or fuel. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
Dan Murphy wasn't looking for uranium in August 2016. He wasn't attempting to sample any radioactive material. He was looking into what particles are in the atmosphere as part of a global survey that could help people better understand air pollution and the climate. During the flight from Anchorage to Hawaii, Murphy collected thousands of particles, and it wasn't until he was analyzing the samples back on the ground that he realized what he had.
We have this mystery particle in which, you know, we have no way of making that we know about. Right now, it's sort of an interesting mystery.
The mystery particle is enriched uranium, the type of uranium associated with nuclear fuel or bombs. But Murphy says people of the Aleutians do not need to be worried about one atmospheric particle of uranium.
It's not going to change world politics.
The particle was so small that it can't even be seen with a small optical microscope. What Murphy can tell is that the uranium probably came from somewhere in Asia. But even using wind trajectories and particle dispersion models, he can't pin it on a specific country. And Murphy says this discovery won't change how he does his research.
This was rare enough that I don't know if I went out and did more flights that I would see another one.
Murphy recently published a paper about the particle with the hope that another scientist, maybe one who knows a lot about uranium, will help solve this mystery. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.
Rain and snow for the capital city for today. High temperature about 35 degrees.